This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle producing, and in studio is Ron Higgins, the editor of Tiger Rag. And disclaimer, I am the president of Tiger Rag, and the Bible of LSU sports is, of course, following what's going on Monday night in the Louisiana Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. But Ron Higgins, as we closed with Zach Williams, he was talking about that Clemson game with Ohio State in 1978 Gator Bowl when Woody Hayes slugged Clemson linebacker Charlie Bauman after he had a game-winning interception. And you were on the scene, weren't you?
Yeah. You know, I was that year I was a LSU journalism student my last year, and they hired – ABC hired me for several games to be a field producer, and what my job was is to make sure I got the teams on and off the field before they played the anthem. I was the guy holding them back. And then I also I would do sideline reports, not on the air, but if they didn't have a sideline reporter there, my job was to, you know, tell out injuries and stuff, you know, to the producer, and the announcers could hear me through that. So that night, that game, Ohio State and Clemson, they flew me in for that game. The night before, we're taping starting lineups underneath the stadium. We had to tape them. Because we were going to go out in the field and tape them. They wanted to tape them underneath, it was raining. So we're in this little closeted place, and I'm standing there next to the Ohio State players, and Woody Hayes is right on my shoulder. And he's just an angry man. He's standing there, and guys are chewing gum, and he's grabbing the gum out of their mouth. Get the GD gum out of your mouth. I'm like, man, this guy's brutal. So he's the last guy. He's the last guy we got to shoot a picture. I said, hey, Coach Hayes, The production truck says, we need to shoot you now. Yeah, a lot of people like to shoot my goddamn butt. Excuse my English, GD butt. Forgive me, Lord, and forgive me, Jim. And I'm like, wow. And so the next day, the producer says, okay, you've got the Ohio State sideline, but don't let Woody see you. I said, what do you mean don't let Woody see me? He goes, he doesn't like TV people.
All right.
So I hide the whole game, and then this happens right in front of me.
He slugs Charlie Bauman.
Yeah, he slugs him.
So what did you tell the people upstairs?
Producer goes, what's going on? What happened? And I said, the Clemson player intercepted the ball. Woody picked him up and hit him with the uppercut. He goes, are you sure? I said, yeah, I have a clear view. I'm standing on the bench 15 feet from it. I can see it. Are you sure? Yeah. And what happened was Keith Jackson and I believe it was Air Parsegan. I think he did the game. When they were watching the game, they weren't looking at the monitor. They were looking at the game in the press box. And they didn't see what happened. Even on you go back and look on the monitor, when they eventually hit a replay, it fell right in front of the bench in front of Woody. It was kind of covered up. You couldn't see it from the angle. So
they didn't talk about it.
They didn't talk about it. So they thought it was a cover-up. You're covering for Woody Hayes. You're covering for Woody Hayes. And so they didn't have a clear replay of it, and then the replay wasn't working. Mm-hmm. And so they had to go to the truck in Jacksonville when they're taping the replay, and they played it back like 25 minutes later, but they were convinced that they covered it up. But they wouldn't believe me what I saw, and I don't blame them. You know, I'm a 23-year-old guy. They don't blame me.
There you go. But it was a big moment, the end of the career for Wayne Woodrow Hayes in Columbus, Ohio. And we'll get to LSU and Clemson, but Clark Cadzo at Highland Coffees sends a note noting that the basketball coach at LSU is from Clemson,
right?
Will Wade. And Press Maravich coached at Clemson and then went to North Carolina State and then came to LSU. And Clark notes that Press Maravich, and he actually has the ad that he sent me, owned three restaurants called Maravich's
Maryland Fried Chicken.
217 West State Street, 4809 Florida, and Plank Road at Hollywood.
I can tell you right where it was on State Street. I mean, Maryland. And they made it. It was made out of peanut oil. That was their big thing. It was cooked in peanut oil.
This was before Raisin Cane's, which of course opened right down the street.
And
I'm reading. It says, "This is Coach Maravich to tell you about something new. It's Maravich's Maryland Fried Chicken. It's really something to crow about. Nationally famous Maryland Fried Chicken is the super tender, super delicious chicken dinner that is cooked in pure peanut oil." Peanut oil. There you go.
I remember that stuff, man.
Well, Press Maravich, he got the gate at LSU, as most coaches do. And Coach O, as we know, got the gate at Ole Miss and at USC. And here at 58 years old, he's on the brink of history, and you have noted that if LSU wins this game Monday night, it will be in the conversation about being perhaps the greatest team in the history of college football.
But you got to finish it. You
got
to finish. And, you know, the 2011 team was regarded somewhat that way because they beat so many ranked opponents. And then they went in with the same game plan they had in Tuscaloosa and didn't work very well. You know, Nick Saban threw to his tight end all night. LSU never figured it out and never crossed midfield until late in the game. I'm guessing LSU crosses midfield this game. That's my bold prediction. I just sometimes I know LSU fans just get caught up in the moment. You know, they think they're going to beat Clemson by a million. This team won 29 in a row. You don't do that by accident. It's a really, really, really good football team, and it's going to be a really hard-fought game. And I think LSU will win the game, but it's not. Look, this type of game, you don't care if you win by one or a million, just as long as you walk out there and win.
They were better than Clemson is better than Oklahoma or Georgia. I think there's little doubt about that. And a listener notes that they were outgained by about 100 yards by Ohio State in their win over the Buckeyes. And I looked the other day. LSU was outgained one time this year by an opponent. Do you know who the opponent was?
It was probably, I would say probably Florida or Auburn.
Florida.
Yeah. It was like, in that game.
45 yards.
As we noted on Tiger Rag Radio the other night, we talked to Mr. Stingley about his son. That game was the only bad series his son had the whole year. They completed like four passes in a row, and Florida scored. But later in the game, he made the interception that turned the game LSU's way. So, yeah, that game. LSU only had 41 or 42 plays that game and averaged 10-point-something yards a play. Yeah.
And Ron Higgins, you're predicting LSU to win?
Yeah, I'll take him. I just this team has been too prepared all year. They have too many weapons for people to figure out how to stop. Clemson's got some Achilles heels. Their defensive line isn't as good as it was last year. Got some younger guys. And I think Clemson is kind of thinking that they can stop LSU like they stopped Alabama last year. And you're looking at different quarterbacks. Tua Tagovailoa last year didn't have a good SEC championship game, was beat up and forced passes, and then went to the playoffs and didn't play very well. He was a one-read guy. He looked at one receiver and read him, and he couldn't open. He was in trouble. You got Joe Burrow, who's a computer chip at a quarterback.
There you go. Ron, in addition to many other talents, is great at impersonations. Everybody has a Coach O impersonation. You got him down?
I got that pretty good. You know, it's all like the Tigers.
That's not bad.
No, Joe Burrow, I got lucky. He fell in my lap, you know. The football gods were with Coach O.
Okay. What would Joe Dean say about Joe Burrow and Coach O?
String music on a football field. You know, they play basketball offense on a football field. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Very good, Ron Higgins. Very good. You're old enough because – you're actually a couple years older than me, believe
it. I make you feel young.
I do.
That's why you hired me.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
But, Buck Henry died, 89 years old.
Great writer, Saturday Night Live.
And he was the creator of Get Smart, along with Mel Brooks, died at 89. Also wrote The Graduate. Pretty good there. But do you remember the theme song, 1965 to 1970? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, all the doors closing, opening up. And the last one hits in his face. Yeah, he turns around.
Don Adams.
Great show.
Maxwell Smart.
Yeah.
The show was Get Smart, 1965 to 70. Ran on two different networks, by the way, NBC and CBS. And the creator was none other than Buck Henry, who left us at the age of 89 years old.
That's right, Chief.
All right. And Edward Cookie Burns died. I'm reading the New York Times. It said some fainted, others sobbed. With delight and still others surged forward to gaze into his face, crowned with a crop of wavy hair, and so went the mass love affair between Ed Cookie Burns, 26, and a throng of 18,000 cheering Bobby Sox fans at Midway Airport in Chicago, August 22nd, 1959.
Wow.
That show ran from 58 to 64, and the amazingly talented Matt Doyle, our producer, I think has found the opening to 77 Sunset Strip. Sunset Strip.
Well, that's
77
pretty good.
Sunset Strip.
We got some depth there.
Wow. Sunset Strip. Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
77 Sunset Strip.
And Roger Smith.
77 Sunset Strip.
Co-starring Edward Burns.
There we go. Ed Burns, one of the most handsome guys to ever be on the small screen, dead at 86 years old. Jim and Walker. Jim, you're on with Ron Higgins. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. How, Buck Henry, that was a sad one yesterday. Almost made it to 90. Missed it by that much.
Well, 89 years isn't bad. I'll take it.
Not bad at all.
I'll take it. And apparently he was in fine form up to 89. It's not only quantity, it's quality of life, Ron Higgins.
Absolutely. You know, and you remember Buck Henry, some of the stuff he wrote in Saturday Night Live, and I remember him in some of the samurai sketches with John Belushi. He was a very dry comic, but he was very good.
Well, Ron Higgins will be on the scene, and we'll be talking about it Monday, LSU and Clemson, in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the national title. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned.